This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. And I have two very, very special guests hanging with me this morning. I have Adrian McAlpine and Dr. Robert Weems. Hello, you two.
Good morning.
They're actually with the historic Dunbar Theater Advisory Board, and they've been so gracious to hang out with us this morning because there's a really cool social event happening very soon. And I'm looking at the flyer. Before I get started on all of this, Dr. Weems and Adrian, let's talk about this. How did you guys become a part of this advisory board?
Well, I'll start.
Sure.
I'm a history professor at Wichita State, mm-hmm. and I've been in Wichita State since 2011, and I have an interest in local African American businesses and local African American history. And one of the first persons I met when I came to town was James R. Bertha, who's the executive director of Power CDC, which is the Community Development Corporation, which in fact bought the historic Dunbar Theater back in 2007 and has really helped to, you know, begin the renovation of the theater. And I learned a lot about the Dunbar through my interaction with James R. Bertha, and events led to ultimately the formation of the historic Dunbar Theater Advisory Board that I'm a member of.
Very cool. And Adrian, yeah. How did you become a part of this amazing board?
I actually am a native Wichitan and also had attended a talk about the Dunbar Theater presented by Dr. Robert Weems and got interested in the history and the community relevance of the Dunbar.
Okay. And this morning, you know, I was talking with Greg the Hitman Williams. He was like, hey, you gotta get these guys on for Empower Wichita. There's a really cool event happening. It's the Paul Lawrence Dunbar Classical Jazz Social. And Power CDC and the Historic Dunbar Theater are presenting this. Is this, I don't know anything about this event. I'm learning about it. And anyone listening right now, is this the first year for this jazz social?
It sure is. It's the inaugural event. And I would also like to mention our partner, Wichita State University's
sure.
Division of Diversity and Community Engagement, that is headed by Vice President Dr. Marche Fleming Randall.
Nice. So anyone learning about this jazz social happening, and if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, this event is going to happen Saturday, December 14th, out at Wichita State University. Now, this will take place at the Radigan Student Center. If you're not familiar, when I went there, WSU looks a lot different now. They always make improvements right after you leave. But it's going to take place there in the Beggs Ballroom and emceed by Sierra Scott. Very cool. What is this jazz social all about?
This jazz social is an opportunity to educate the community that the Dunbar revitalization efforts are ongoing, and we are committed to restoring this remarkable historic theater.
And also, too, as part of the university, you know, relations subcommittee, you know, Adrian and I have, mm-hmm. have tried to figure out ways that we could, in fact, bring in various university communities in this effort to revitalize the Dunbar. And since we both work at WSU, we figured the first logical place to start in this effort would be at Wichita State University. And when we brought the idea of a partnership, you know, they were very enthusiastic about wanting to be on board.
Sure. And, you know, I'll be honest, I'm going to the website right now. Actually, if we can just backtrack for a second to the Historic Dunbar Theater website, I can't say I have ever been there ever. And I'm sure someone listening right now is like, you know what? I've never stepped foot in there also. So I think this is great that it's giving it a little bit of light about the theater and then also bringing people together on this day. And if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm looking at the flyer now, and it's the Paul Lawrence Dunbar Classical Jazz Social coming out. There's going to be live music, food, a silent auction, prizes. I show a Night on the Town 50-50 prize drawing. What is that exactly?
Yes, the Night on the Town is an overnight stay at Hotel O-Town.
Ooh.
We've got $60 in Paul Bryan's Brick Street Cafe dollars to spend. And we're hoping to also throw in two movie tickets there at the O-Town Warren. So it's more or less a staycation right here in Wichita for a nice evening out.
Hey, that sounds nice. Staycation, not the stress of traveling.
Exactly. And also the other raffle is a 50-50 pot based upon the ticket sales for that raffle. And each ticket's are a dollar. The winner of the 50-50 will go away with 50% of the proceeds of that particular raffle.
Very cool. If you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, Dr. Robert Weems, he is a history professor, and he is also on the Historic Dunbar Theater Advisory Board. And then we have Adrian McAlpine.
Yes.
Visiting us this morning for Empower Wichita, and there's an awesome fundraiser happening in Wichita soon for the Historic Dunbar Theater. It's a rehabilitation project. Saturday, December 14th, mark your calendars. It's 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., the Paul Lawrence Dunbar Classical Jazz Social Event. It will be held at Wichita State's University Radigan Student Center in the Shirley Beggs Ballroom. Grab your tickets ASAP, wichita.edu/Dunbar Jazz Social. Just a reminder, tomorrow, Monday, I will post this segment at power935.com along with the link to get these tickets, wichita.edu/Dunbar Jazz Social. You can hit them up on Facebook. You can go to historicdunbartheater.com. However you need to find your way to get a hold of them, but grab those tickets. And just a reminder, this is a fundraiser, so it's important the community gets involved in this. And again, I just want to make sure you have access and you're able to get those tickets. You can purchase those tickets, wichita.edu/Dunbar Jazz Social. And I'm assuming, I haven't looked yet, I can look on Facebook. I'm assuming the event is going to be on Facebook. You can just hop right on there, just search. I would suggest the Historic Dunbar Theater, and then right there you can find all their events. And again, Saturday, December 14th, this is 4:30 to 6:30. And just a reminder, this is a fundraiser for the Historic Dunbar Theater, the Rehabilitation Project. Can you guys kind of give me...
Yeah, Carla, you mentioned earlier that, you know, you had never been to the Dunbar, and that we're assuming that some of your listeners have not been to the Dunbar. And I think it would be important to just provide a brief historical overview as to why the Dunbar Theater is so important in terms of local history.
I would love that.
In the early 20th century, when we look at movie theaters in Wichita, a lot of them practiced racial discrimination in terms of black patrons. Theaters that didn't have a balcony would not allow African Americans. Those that did have a balcony put African Americans in the balcony to see films.
Right.
The Dunbar Theater, when it was built in 1941, was built as a facility to provide, you know, African Americans the opportunity to watch movies in a discrimination-free environment. And one of the fascinating things about the Dunbar Theater was that when it was built in 1941, it was literally a state-of-the-art facility in the context of, you know, 1940s movie theater.
Yeah.
So this wasn't, you know, a sort of second-rate facility. And as time went on, besides serving as a place where African Americans could view movies in a non-discriminatory fashion, it was also became a very important meeting place for various local African American organizations. There were a variety of community events that were held at the Dunbar Theater as well. So it was a very important community institution in the mid-20th century in Wichita's African American community.
Wow. So let me ask you this. The Dunbar Theater, is that officially open right now? Because I'm on the website and there are renovations that are going to be made. Is it official? Can you go there and walk in right now? Or is this what we're trying to do?
This is what we are trying to do. It is located at 1007 North Cleveland. and it is in the process of being renovated, and that is what our efforts are about.
Now, Dr. Weems, you may have mentioned this. How long has the theater been shut down?
Well, and again, it's a real fascinating, you know, backstory, you know, to the Dunbar. We know, and this, we see this in other cities across the country, that, you know, once, you know, Wichita mainstream theaters, you know, open their doors to African Americans in a non-discriminatory fashion, as time went on, we saw fewer, you know, African Americans going to the Dunbar. And you had a variety of other groups that were in the Dunbar at various points in time. But by the early 90s, the Dunbar Theater was literally on the list of buildings to be condemned and torn down.
Okay.
And you literally had the theater saved from being torn down. And ultimately, we saw a consortium of community individuals and organizations that came together to come up with strategies on not just to save the Dunbar, but to reopen it. And that's where James R. Bertha and Power CDC comes into the story.
Got it. Can I ask, you may or may not know this, is there a tentative completion date for the renovation? So we're having this fundraiser, this huge event in December. Is there a goal of when we want to have everything done? Because I know this is the first event for this project. Is there any kind of goal for the completion of this?
Well, and when you you know, deal with opening up a facility and a multi-million-dollar renovation project, you know, you're a little skeptical about giving a particular date, because someone could say, well, Professor Weems on the radio, so you said, but we're optimistically looking, Adrian, and you can chime in, you know, sometime early 2021.
Sure.
But again, and this is literally the first, there's a whole number of fundraising activities and other fundraising projects to, you know, reopen the Dunbar. But I think, among other things, this event is to help, you know, enlighten people about the Dunbar as a community institution and why it's important for this to reopen. Wouldn't you say so, Adrian?
I would totally agree. In fact, this effort is to remind the community of the historical significance of the Dunbar Theater, and to remind the community that we are actively trying to restore this historical building.
Well, I think it's great, because, I mean, even in less than 15 minutes, I've learned so much about some history in Wichita. So I can imagine what this will do. And you know what? This is what Empower Wichita is all about, is highlighting organizations, community events, stuff like this, just to make people aware, because I had no idea about this. And now we want it to trickle on. And any upcoming fundraisers you guys have coming up, whether it's tied with Wichita State or whoever, I would love invite you guys to come back to Empower Wichita so we can just kind of highlight and shine some light on it.
Thanks so much. And may I just remind everyone that tickets to the event are $25, and that will include live music and light hors d'oeuvres. A table for eight is $200, and tickets at the door will be $30. Tickets can be purchased at wichita.edu/Dunbar Jazz Social. Thanks so much.
And I just wanted to add sort of another, you know, historical note, that while the focus right now is on reopening the Dunbar, you know, the larger plan is to revitalize the surrounding community, because McAdams community is a community that's in desperate need of economic development. And in our advisory board, while we're focused on the Dunbar, we also know that it really wouldn't make much sense to have a, you know, new revitalized building in the midst of an area that is not revitalized. And in fact, some of your listeners may be familiar with the 18th and Vine District in Kansas City, which, to me, the Dunbar District is sort of a smaller version of that, where you have a variety of revitalizations going
Absolutely.
On that not just quite frankly will attract, you know, Wichita's, you know, African-American community when open, but others. Because there's not just African-Americans who enjoy jazz and good food and good music. And well, that's what the Dunbar Theater, when it's reopened in that area, will provide to Wichita.
Well, that just makes me think of, on Empower Wichita, I had Ebony Clemens, Ojibwe.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about just pretty much the whole McAdams area and developing the Dunbar. I mean, that, like you said, the whole neighborhood, they have so much they're trying to do. And so, you know, they're having these events, people coming together. And so just trying to make the neighborhood more vibrant,
yeah.
People coming there and bringing it more alive. So if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, the voices you hear, that is Dr. Robert Weems, and you may recognize his name or his voice out at Wichita State University. He is a history professor.
Yes.
Is that correct? And he is also on the Historic Dunbar Theater Advisory Board. I'll get it out. And then we have Adrian McAlpine visiting us this morning for Empower Wichita, and we are gathering here to talk about a fundraiser for the Historic Dunbar Theater. It's a rehabilitation project. And like Dr. Weems had mentioned, this is just a small piece of the pie of the bigger picture that we're trying to talk about today. But this specific event is Saturday, December 14th. Mark your calendars. It's 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., the Paul Lawrence Dunbar Classical Jazz Social Event. It will be held at Wichita State's University Radigan Student Center in the Shirley Beggs Ballroom. Grab your tickets ASAP, wichita.edu/Dunbar Jazz Social. Just a reminder, tomorrow, Monday, I will post this segment at power935.com along with the link to get these tickets, wichita.edu/Dunbar Jazz Social. You can hit them up on Facebook. You can go to historicdunbartheater.com. However you need to find your way to get a hold of them, but grab those tickets. And just a reminder, this is a fundraiser, so it's important the community gets involved in this. And Dr. Robert Weems, Adrian McAlpine, anything you guys want to add before we wrap up?
Yes, and just to remind them that the event is from 4:30 to 6:30 on December 14th, and we hope you can attend, one and all.
And also, you wanted the Power CDC. Remind me what CDC stands for.
Community Development Corporation.
Got it. Dr. Weems, anything you'd like to add before we...
No, I just want to thank you for having us on and giving us the opportunity to share this information with the community.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more from Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.